Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Christian filling in for the fellas here on the Fans and the Pro. Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas, of course, in London ahead of Sunday's matchup between the Saints and Vikings. You'll hear from both of those two this hour as they continue to break down the matchup. I got a few lines open at 504-260-1870 on our Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text lines, and that's where we find Bottle Man. What's going on, Bottle Man? You're on WWL.
Hey, how you doing, Tristan, man? I show up and I, man. That means the teamwork still make it work because you work in the mojo. You WWL, baby. As I was telling Mr. Mike Dettelier, it's that season, man.
Bottle man, do me a favor. Please turn off your radio. We can hear the echo.
Teamwork still make it work because you work.
Okay. Bottle man, that's a rookie mistake, man. I expect better from you, man.
You got me? Yeah, I am.
All right.
How you doing again, brother?
I'm good, man. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, man. Thank you for you got to give, man, many a call, but on a few of your children for your task that you're completing, man, and you're a good commentator for your the whole team is meant to be. That's just like it was meant for Andy Dalton to come here by us. I went to the practice and watched Jammers. I observed Jammers. I've been here 67 years, man, and the spirit, you can try the spirit by the spirit. He is hurt, and it's time for a change. Not that he's not going to be our future quarterback. He is our quarterback, but our future is another quarterback coming from the ranks of the college ranks. Not nobody that's in the lead already. We're about to rebuild a franchise after we win the Super Bowl. That's how you build. So it's called gumbo. Our gumbo pot has to stay floating, man. You just don't put no bad ruin no good pot if you want everybody to eat.
Bottle man, I love your optimism because you say the Saints are going to win the Super Bowl, but yet the future quarterback is playing in college right now. And, you know, listen, I agree with you on the idea and the concept that the next franchise quarterback that's going to lead the Saints potentially to the promised land is probably playing college, maybe even high school football right now. And look, Jameis Winston, we've seen enough of him in a Buccaneers uniform, and we've seen enough of him now in a Saints uniform to say, you know, it's likely he's not the guy going forward, the long-term answer. We've seen him for, what, 3 games this year, 7 games last year. That's 10 games. That's a pretty good sample size. And he was playing really well last year. He hasn't done as much this year. Is that because of the injury? Potentially. But I just, you know, this is 3 years he's been in New Orleans, and they haven't been able to get him out of the mindset of, hey, I got to take the deep ball. I got to force the deep ball when they just take the free money. The free money is the underneath stuff. Move the chains. You don't have to do it all in one play. Consistently, methodically move the chains, 10 plays, 8 plays, not 2 or 3. You know, that's winning football. But, and look, what a great potential story for Jameis Winston, right? A redemption story. And we all love those in this country. We love to see people who have not succeeded all of a sudden turn it around and start to succeed. And who doesn't want to see that story? Come on. That's of Hollywood nature. That's on the big screen. I'm starting to question whether it's going to happen for Jameis, either by injury or by ability. Does that make sense, Bottle Man? All right. He hung up. All right. Our Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. Andy Dalton, likely the starter this Sunday against the Vikings. Jameis Winston is doubtful. He didn't practice all week. Listen, Mike and I told you this yesterday with Andy Dalton getting the reps with the first team yesterday and Jameis not practicing. He wasn't going to play on Sunday. It's clear. And whether it's truly because of the injury or the injury and the idea that, hey, we've got to try something else or a combination of both, Andy Dalton's going to get his opportunity. The Red Rocket or the Red Rifle. There's so many different Red Rocket, Red Rifle. Either way. And keep in mind, Andy Dalton has played in over 150 games. He started 150 games in this league. This is not going to be too big for him at all. Now, the caller last hour was right. Our offensive line, for one, they're banged up. I don't know if Andrews Pete's going to play. Looks like Calvin Throckmorton's going to be playing there. And they've been leaky this year. They've given up some sacks. Now, is that Jameis Winston holding a ball a little bit? Maybe. We'll find out. Let's see how quick the ball comes out on Sunday with number 14 under center. All right, this is the Fans and the Pro. I'm Christian Garrick, filling in for Hoss and Deuce here on WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back here on Sports Talk. Before we get to the phone lines, the Saints this week, you know, overseas in London, practiced not on a practice field, but a rugby pitch. Back to our Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text lines. Let's go to Dave in Marrero. Go ahead, Dave. You're on our Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text lines on WWL.
Hi. I had an observation in the last couple of games, and I was just wondering what your thoughts on it. You know, we all know that Jameis can throw the deep ball in the mid-range 15 to 20-yard pass. It's almost like he's breaking the ankles of the receivers. Either the ball's behind him, it should be on the back shoulder, and it's thrown to the inside. And in the last two games, it's like every receiver – where he's missed them like that, they've gone out with an ankle injury or a foot injury on the next play and, you know, not to be returned. And I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on his accuracy on the mid-range pass. It just seems like it's going to put all the receivers on IR.
Dave, you're answering the question for you. Look, it's not been very good. His intermediate accuracy has not been very good. I wonder, listen, I'm trying my best to cut the guy as much slack as I can, but at the same time, hold him accountable. And what I mean by that is, you know, he did miss time during training camp with that foot injury, and it looks like he and these receivers are not on the same page. Now, with that said, it's the NFL, and nobody cares if you're injured. If you're out there playing, too bad. You're expected to perform. Guys do it every week in the NFL. By the way, that Tua Tagovailoa concussion last night was just absolutely scary. Just wanted to get that off my chest. But nonetheless, I think you're right. His accuracy issues have been well chronicled. He doesn't look like he's on the same page, and that goes back to his days in Tampa.
And I think, personally, I think that's why he is not necessarily accepting, you know, a 20-yard pass, because, you know, that's just it. It's a problem for him. But that's just my thoughts. He reminds me of a quarterback I watched years and years ago at Cincinnati, David Klingler. And I don't know if you remember them.
Yeah, I remember David Klingler.
David Klingler.
I think you're doing Jameis a little bit of an injustice by saying that, just because, listen, David Klingler never threw for 5,000 yards, never led the NFL in passing yards, and
he had two plays that he could play. He could call, go long. No, you didn't go long. Go longer. So we all knew he could throw the ball 75 yards in the air. He just didn't know where it was going. You know. Well, I'll get off and listen, and I appreciate the call.
All right. Enjoy your weekend. All right. Let's check in, go across the pond once again for Haas and Deuce standing by.
Welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister in London. A very cold and rainy and dreary as a cold front moved through. Sunday doesn't appear to be too bad. Certainly nothing like today. There's always a chance of rain in the forecast when you're in London. There's always a chance of some clouds, and there's always a little chance of sun, it seems. But it'll be cool. It'll be in the 50s, maybe low 60s. But that's what they've been dealing with all week, at least the Saints. The Vikings really just got here. So when you look at the Saints defense against the Minnesota offense, clearly they've kept you in football games just by some fourth down stops, turnovers in the red zone against Atlanta, doing what they can to keep you in the game. But as Dennis Allen said today, you got to get more. You got to get more turnovers. You got to get more sacks. You got to be more disruptive. But all in all, they've kept a rough offense in games.
Well, I mean, but that's how this team is built. I mean, the strength of this team is defensively. And so for them to keep you in games, that's what you're supposed to do. And I think the challenge for your coach is to say, I want more. I want more from this unit. And so can you get more stops? Can you produce more turnovers? You know, can you get a scoop and score? Can you get a pick six? Those are all things that you're going to challenge that defense to be able to do. But how this team is built, that defense has to be outstanding.
And they're going to face Dalvin Cook, who is very disruptive. He had been injured, but he was at full practice, I believe, yesterday. We haven't seen the Vikings, their full report.
It's out now. He's not even listed on the report. So it's out. You know, the only one I think that will be out is their cornerback. He's been battling an injury. But outside of that, Dalvin, he doesn't have a designation. He's dealing with a labrum, and he's dealt with this injury prior to this season. And so I wouldn't be surprised. So he's been playing, I guess, the first couple of games with no brace. You go back to last year, I think it was, when this injury kind of happened and popped up, he went to a brace. And so he'll probably have that brace back on as far as for our game. And so we'll kind of just have to wait and see. But trust me, the guys know about it. The guys are going to be reaching at the football. He's had some issues, you know, whether it's because of the shoulder, whatever, holding on to the football. And so they'll be reaching, they'll be punching. And, you know, he's a really good player, though, no doubt about it.
Well, that's one thing that I noticed. It's always been done, but for whatever reason, I noticed it more this week because we've talked about it so much, and that is just the Saints at practice pounding on the ball to get it out, and then 20 yards away, defense drill where one of the coaches will roll the ball out like it's a fumble, but roll it kind of out to the side. And I mean, it's just that type of thing that we're seeing so much more of it.
Yeah, practice. And that's the scoop and score drill. And so basically, you know, you want to be able to see how the football is bouncing to be able to scoop it and score it. And so you got to practice it. You got to see it. You got to get used to it, you know, particularly when one guy is going in for the tackle, the other one, he's coming and trying to rip the football out, punch it out, whatever it may be. And so that's one of the points of emphasis as far as DA has kind of instilled into those guys of you've got to punch this football out. You have got to strip this football out. And you're facing a runner that knows that he has to do a better job of holding it. So let's make him more conscious of it by stripping and ripping every possible chance.
So they'll face a wide receiver core in Minnesota that is young yet experienced. I'm just going to talk of three of them. So Jalen Reagor, who was in the trade with Philadelphia Saints, faced him last year. KJ Osborne, he's in his third year. And then, of course, Justin Jefferson, the LSU Tiger, in his third year. He leads them with 18 receptions, 246 yards, two touchdowns, 13.7 average. I mean, he's I got a feeling that's Marshawn's guy.
Yeah, I think Marshawn will probably shadow him. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they start that way. We know last week, you go back and look at it, the Mike Evans situation with Marshawn, as far as that is concerned, didn't start shadowing him, but eventually got to that. And then even in Carolina, you didn't shadow as much with Marshawn. But I think that with an elite receiver like Justin, he will shadow him, you know, kind of whether it's in the slot, whether it's outside. And you will probably have a Debo that will start at his normal corner spot. And then when they go true nickel, Roby slides inside to that nickel position. And, you know, big nickel, we know right now Marcus May will not go. Big nickel has traditionally been Justin Evans, but they can also, you know, put Tyrann Mathieu in that situation. We figure PJ will slide back to the regular safety spot with Tyrann. So, you know, the Saints have a couple of different ways that they can match up. We've seen them play a little bit more 4-3 defense, base defense that they normally wouldn't do just because of maybe a personnel or teams that you're playing. And, you know, you're going to get a pretty good amount of 12 personnel from this team. And so, you know, you figure that they will match it up with a base 4-3 look.
Leads me into my next question, and that is the Minnesota tight ends. That's Irv Smith Jr., of course we know well, and Johnny Munt, and then Ben Ellefson. Smith and Munt each have 7 catches, and then Ellefson has 3. So they have 17 receptions, 1 touchdown from a tight end position with 3. The Saints have 4 tight ends that have been involved, not every game, but they only have 9 receptions. I mean, this tight end group's a significant part of their offense.
Yeah, it's a big part of their offense, and it's a big part of what they want to do in the run game as well. And so, you know, Ham is one of the guys that they use at the fullback position, but they also like to get into that 2 tight end set and, you know, kind of control the clock, control the ground game. And, you know, even from a blocking standpoint, you talk about play action and being able to go up top with Jefferson. So I'll be interested to see how the Saints kind of, you know, counter that. Like I said, I wouldn't be surprised to see a little bit 4-3 from that look, but also the big nickel look. And, you know, the Saints have a couple of different options. They can go just whichever direction they feel gives them the best matchup.
The Vikings are averaging about 19.3 a game. A lot of their, if you look through their just offensive stats, kind of middle of the road, and they'll go as quarterback Kirk Cousins goes, and he can look lethal at times. If you give him time, I mean, anybody, you give him time, but he can, there are days he looks like he struggles, and there are times he looks, man, just dead on.
Yeah, I've talked about Kirk Cousins as far as not being able to win some of those big games, and then it has come back to bite us. So I'm not going to talk about Kirk in that manner. And you know, he's a quarterback that can beat you. I'll put it that way. I mean, he knows where he wants to go with the football. He can be erratic with the football at times, but he's beat us. He's beat the Saints. So I won't talk bad about him.
Well, the Saints against the pass have been strong. They've given up only 184 yards a game. That's 5th in the NFL. They've only given up 2 pass touchdowns. That's 7th in the NFL. So then goes back to the where we always seem to start with the defense, and that's if you can shut down that run, and you know if they're successful running the ball, then as you've always said, play action opens up, and everything else opens up beyond it.
Yeah, I mean, from a run standpoint, I thought, you know, last week that you did a pretty good job of limiting McCaffrey on what he wanted to do. There were a couple runs that he's going to hit. You know, won't be any different than Dalvin as far as the running back is concerned. But, you know, if the Saints can limit explosive plays on the ground, then it makes it a lot tougher for teams to be able to throw the football on them.
And I hope this isn't something we talk about every week, but it feels like, at least right now, as the Saints offense tries to, you know, find some footing, and that's third down, because third down can be misleading. The Vikings are 10 of 33, or 10 of 34 for 29%, but the Saints are much better at 33%, so it's about one, sustaining drives, but then get the payoff at the end. The Saints have had sustained drives, but you got to get the payoff.
Yeah, and it's just finishing for the Saints. I mean, it's the mistakes that are killing them. It's not having the opportunity of if they can go and finish with a touchdown, that's what you care more about the Saints. It's the false starts. It's the holding, chop blocks, turnovers. Those are the 4 things that the Saints can't do as far as, you know, just when you talk about finishing off drives, identifying what I see from a coverage standpoint, identifying a protection standpoint. All those things will be able to help you on third down to get that number up to where you want it. You know, you would love for it to be probably – about 10 points higher, 42%. That's really where you want to be. 33 is not horrible, but it's definitely not great. And you got too much talent offensively to be at 33%.
It's a big one in the NFC for the Saints. This is their fourth of their first five games that'll be in the NFC. We will have a special land yap section coming up here on Fans and Pros with Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, back here on the Fans and the Pro. Deuce and Haas are over across the ocean in Great Britain, London, for Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings. Here is more from the dynamic duo.
Welcome back, Fans and the Pros, a London edition on this Friday afternoon and evening. Saints and the Vikings on Sunday at 2:30, and we're calling this a little lanyap. We're going to do some special teams and some other things. We haven't talked about a lot of special teams, at least this year, because we've talked about before, we get a little spoiled with Will Lutz and Blake Gillikin. Will Lutz, we talked about it pre-Carolina. He just didn't feel like he hit the upright three straight times, which if you paid him $1 million, he couldn't do again. But he was 0-for-2 in the game. He's only been 0-for-2 one other time, and that was in 2020. And he's only missed two field goals in a game twice in his career, and one of those was his very first game in the NFL. So, but it's just it's one of those things when you depend on points, and I believe it could have changed things in Carolina, just a field goal at the end of that first half.
Yeah, I'm not too worried as far as special teams. About Will, he's normally pretty solid. The biggest thing for him, particularly when he was having some of his struggles, were low kicks, the kicks coming out too low, and he was able to kind of correct that as far as him just being able to hit and make field goals. You feel fairly confident in what he can go out there and do. You know, I'm interested, and, you know, obviously we haven't been able to go to this new stadium. I'm interested to see how the wind blows. You know, we've been able to go to obviously the different stadiums throughout the NFL and see, you know, whether it's blowing one way or the other based off of the river and location, et cetera. With this being a soccer stadium, I'm interested to see how that all plays into this stadium and kind of how he will make his adjustments from a field goal perspective, extra points perspective. But, you know, when you look at the worries, things that you have to worry about, the kicker isn't one that's very high up on the list.
Well, I'm interested to see the stadium as well, because as I've been told from people here, like other stadiums like Wembley, that it's more of a soccer stadium and they convert to football. And Tottenham Hotspur was actually helped and funded by the NFL to be more of an NFL stadium that also can satisfy soccer. So I'm interested to see just what effect, like you say, that will have. The Vikings special teams, pretty strong. I mean, Peterson has a blocked field goal, and they're swarming like the Saints do. I mean, you see anything? I just feel like Peterson can change the game's momentum quickly.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's a good football player. I mean, but it's not anything that you have to know every time where he lines up when he's out there. Just because from an offensive standpoint, you can probably get him more tired coverage-wise than even if you're not throwing to him. I mean, you can send him deep a couple of different times. So to take away his effectiveness on some of the things that he could do to you as far as special teams. Now, if we're talking 8, 9, 10 years ago, Patrick Peterson, yeah, that would be a lot different. But, you know, he's still a smart player. He's played a long time in the NFL, so he can hurt you in a lot of different ways. But, you know, he's not the guy from a special team standpoint that I think that you want to say, hey, look, we got to take this player away because he can't hurt you on special teams.
We've seen this a lot, really more this year, at least for me, more football that you watch. And, you know, years ago, 5, 6 years ago, when the movie – the kickoff line, everything was just deep. It was 25, 25, 25. But now I feel a lot of teams are trusting in their coverage team. Saints have done it some. The Vikings have done it some. They kick it short to try to get it land inside the 5 and, and they feel like they can get you inside the 25, and I've seen a lot of teams doing that.
Yeah, I think it's more of the specialty as far as kickers, just because they know they can get hang time on the kick, and now I can allow my guys to be able to get down there as far as coverage is concerned, and if I can pin you inside the 20, if I can pin you inside the 15, you know, they want to take advantage of that, and instead of you having to go 75 yards just because it is a touchback, make it, you know, where you have to go 85 yards. And so you may not think that those 10 yards mean a lot, but, you know, the law of averages show you that it does.
And it's, as we kind of wrap things up, when you look at the Saints offense and the team, where, quite frankly, could things have gone wrong, could have easily been 0-3 in this juncture than 1-2. But you take any team, I'd say just team A, and you lead the NFL with 9 turnovers. You have more interceptions than any other team. You have more fumbles than any other team. Their turnover ratio is -6 right now. Last year at this time, they were +5 through 3 games. That's 11 turnovers. Mm-hmm. That's a chunk of, that's a game, right? I mean, there's some turning points in there.
Yeah, that may be 2 games. I mean, right, when you look at it from that standpoint, and that tells you right there, from a team's perspective, you don't turn the football over, 9 times out of 10, you're going to win a football game. Just because your defense is really good, your special teams are elite, and offensively, don't hurt yourself, but don't hurt the team. And that's exactly what they've done, you know, in the games that they've lost, and even in a close one against Atlanta. And so from that perspective is, don't hurt yourself. Don't give up cheap points as far as turnovers, where it's a scoop and score fumble or, you know, the pick six. You don't do those things, then 9 times out of 10, you're going to win the football game.
And penalties. There's only one team in the NFL that's rattled off all those numbers that talk about the Saints are leading the NFL in all the wrong categories. There's only one other team, and that's the Broncos. It has more penalties with 30. The Saints have 24, and that's 8 a game.
Yeah, and that's really where you don't hurt yourself.
Right.
So that falls into don't hurt yourself into that category.
How's London been? I mean, is it about what you expected? Give me a sense of what this week's been for you.
Yeah, about what you expected. I mean,
besides a ton of time with me.
No, that's been good. I mean, for myself personally, it's just been I've had the pleasure of coming over a couple other times, so you kind of understand and know what to expect. The biggest thing for myself probably was it took me a day or two longer to adjust to the time, just from a sleep aspect. But I mean, about what you expected, you know, the weather was going to be what the weather is, and that's kind of what you expected. It's almost like the Seattle weather in a sense, where it's going to be gloomy, and you look outside, it's raining, and you know, you just go about your business and just kind of enjoy it.
And from the team standpoint, and the players that you know and talk to, they actually stayed out closer to the airport. We are downtown, so for us, it's about a 3-hour bus ride as in a triangle. They didn't have to deal with any of that, but they have moved today to a different hotel to get closer to the stadium. I mean, just being around each other, they could have gone out. They have areas, but that's a lot of time that they're together. And the difference to me is, someone asked me this question. I said, well, it's not just players and players. It's players and families. You know, the wives are meeting other wives, and it's time together.
Well, yes and no. Because for them, the kids couldn't stay there.
Right, they're different, closer for different hotels. Right?
Yeah, the kids had to stay at a different hotel. I mean, and so your wife or significant other, they were able to stay at the players' lounge or whatever the compound, right, that the players were at, and that's where, I mean, that's been normal. The NFL pays for a certain amount of days. The Saints, Miss Benson, she's been phenomenal in saying, and even Mr. Benson, nope. If you feel like that going over there early and truly adapting, then that's what we'll do. And so that's what the Saints have done every time that they've come over. And it's been really good. And so for the aspect for them to be able to be with their families early in the week, and like you talked about, today's move is really about them to focus and lock in on a game. And so that's why you kind of get away from the rest of the family in a sense, and you get a little bit closer to the stadium as far as that is concerned. They'll go over tomorrow, look at it, try your cleats out, make some of those final preparations. But at the end of the day, it's about winning and trying to make it as comfortable as possible while you're here.
And a win on Sunday would bring the Saints back to the States at 2-2 with Seattle coming to town and then Cincinnati after that. So they're all big, and this one included. Deuce, I appreciate the time as always, and we will see you and hear from you. Hope you listen to us on Sunday morning, 8:30. Get up early and turn down the television, turn up the radio. Thanks, Deuce.
All right, fellas, thank you so much. Hoss and Deuce, looking forward to the Sunday's matchup between the Vikings and Saints in London. We'll step away and come back and wrap up the show next here on The Fans and the Pro on WWL. All right, back here on The Fans and the Pro, I'm Christian Garrick filling in for Deuce and Hoss. Mama Beans on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines in Slidell. Go ahead, Mama Beans, you're on WWL.
Hi, guys. I hope you get off in time enough to get out and enjoy this weather. For the past two, after the last two games, I keep flashing back years ago to not so great Jim Haslett and looking over at smiling Aaron Brooks on the bench. And I just can't help comparing what's going on right now. Maybe not this week in case Andy Dalton slips in. Of course, there's a huge difference in quality between the two quarterbacks and the two coaches, but it just keeps going through my mind, just those images. Also, I was so excited when I read that we swiped away the strength and conditioning coach from Alabama, who I read had taken their injuries down to a 40%. And I was real hopeful about that, but now I'm kind of wondering with so many guys hurt. So that's all I got to say.
Mama Beans, I think if you know, sometimes Saints fans, we only look at the injury report for the Saints, but if you looked across the NFL every week, there are big stars of other teams that are not playing due to injury. So, I think we kind of get caught up in a prisoner of the moment of just being hyper-focused on the Saints injury report. But the Vikings got some guys banged up. It's the nature of the business in the NFL. You're going to be down some guys. Mike Thomas is not going to play this week. I mean, that's just the NFL. It's hard for players to stay healthy for 17 games, even 16 games. It was hard for those players to stay healthy. And I think that, if you look at across the NFL, if I would have had a little time, I would have pulled it up, some of the bigger injuries around the league. By the way, that Tua Tagovailoa stuff, last night, that injury, a nasty concussion. The NFL is gotten to the point to where they are just, this whole concussion protocol is all about so they don't get sued. That's all this is about. Listen, I kind of feel like these players know the risks of playing this violent, violent game. And then when we see an injury like that, we saw a lot of talking heads around the country. Oh, this is absolutely insanity. Why? This shouldn't happen. They're playing a sport that is incredibly, inherently violent. They know the risks at hand. So I don't get all worked up over it. I hate to see that kind of injury to anybody, let alone a young quarterback that I think it may have just started to figure some things out. But I'm not going to sit up here and be like, this is unbelievable. I can't believe it. Believe it, it's the NFL. When paychecks are on the line and jobs are on the line, I put nothing past all of these coaches, general managers, players to do whatever they have to do to win a game. All right, that's a wrap for Fans in the Pro. I want to thank Charlie Long at Master Control, Stephen Geller for helping us put together the program, our operations and brand manager, Diane Newman, also Hoss and Deuce from across the pond. This is the Fans in the Pro here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.